The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about 401ks, Social Security, estate planning, income taxes. And of course, this week we will talk about the coronavirus because that is something that is definitely in the news. It's affecting the markets. And so we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. But before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we now work with over 9,000 families in 43 states. We are so privileged and honored and blessed to have that. We're so thankful, and all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. So if you are retired or retiring soon, this show is designed for you.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And you know, I just found out, that was Jack who played that drop right there. I just found out, Jack, that for the fourth time, Financial Times has named our firm one of the top 300 financial advisors in the country. So that's very flattering. We're honored and we love it. But without our clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, that one's you made that happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's talk about what we are going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So given what's been going on in the markets, and you know, I was on Fox Business on Thursday, and or on Wednesday, I mean. And you know, I started. They were asking me, you know, you work with retired people and people who are about to retire, you know, and what's going on with that? And I said, you know, it's like ho hum, man. The Dow is down 1,000 points, up 1,000 points. It's like I'm getting bored with this. It's not even exciting anymore. You know, 1,000 points, I'm getting used to it. So we had a lot of volatility. Okay, I was kidding, of course. But one of the questions I want to ask you, and then I will answer in a moment, is...
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the question I'm going to ask you, if you are retired or retiring soon, what should you do right now? Because, you know, you're different than somebody who is 30, 40, and maybe even 50. Okay, so if you're like within 5 years of retirement or you are retired, you are a different financial person, in my view, than those other people because they have time, they're younger, and they're working and whatever else. You're looking at retiring or you're there already, and it's a totally different place for you. And so I'm going to ask you that question. If you are retired or retiring soon, what should you do right now? What do you think? And I'll answer it for you in just a few moments. Now, also, one of the things that we look at when it comes to our clients and prospective clients is we calculate a number that is called your magic number. And basically, the magic number is the amount of money that we feel you should have to support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life, taking into account taxes, inflation, your cost of living, all that kind of stuff. And so the magic number is very important because if you know your magic number, then you know what you need to protect. Okay, because if you go below your magic number, then you may not be able to support the lifestyle you want anymore. So you got to know where to draw the line in the sand and say, this is it. You know, this is where I draw the line. So we're going to help you calculate the magic number in a few minutes. Also this week, as we do every week, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am to you guys who send me your questions. And I can't get to all of them. There's some of you have emailed me and said, I sent it to you already and you haven't answered my question. I will get to all the questions in due course, I hope. But anyway, this week we've got two very good questions. And, you know, as I always say, if you make the questions too hard, I'm just not going to answer them because I don't want to look like I'm stumped on the air. That's the way it is. No, I'm just kidding. There are no questions that are too complicated. Just send your questions and we'll endeavor. So this week we got two more to help you to learn about Social Security and the strategies available. Also, one question that I would like to also ask you in the vein of, you know, and in our firm, we believe that growth is important, but we believe that protection of principal is even more important. Okay, because again, you got to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. If you're retired or you want to retire, so you have to have that money there. If you lose a bunch of it, then all of a sudden, you know, everything changes. So the question I would ask you then is how much more can you afford to lose? And the reason I ask that is because if you go back to February 20th when the market peaked and you look at how much have you lost, if you look at your statements, go back to February 20th, what was the value on that day and what's the value now? Okay, and it's a weekend, so you have some time to do that. Go look it up. How much have you lost? And then multiply that number by 4. And why? Because that's about how much you might lose in a normal bear market. And if you even want to get more exciting, multiply it by 6, and then you'll have one that looks sort of like the Y2K or the 2008 one. And then I'll ask you, can you afford to lose that much? And what if it takes 5 years to get back to even after that, which is what happened in Y2K in 2008? Okay, so we're going to answer what to do about that as well. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
Exactly, Buzz. On this show, we don't stop right there. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And we will answer the burning question. What happens to your email and social media when you die? Might as well get more depressing than all the stuff we're going to talk about already, right, Jack?
I don't care.
You don't care.
I won't care.
Well, fair enough. If you're dead, I guess you don't care what happens to your soul. Well, I don't know. It depends what's on it, right? But okay, yeah. So emails and social media and what to do about that and how to deal with it, and we'll talk about that. So one of the things we're going to dive into all this, but one thing I want to talk about. You know, last week on the show, I talked about the importance, in my view, of not touching your face and washing your hands. And I did get some emails from people that said, you know, I was doing a disservice because you should, you know, I said, you can wipe everything down as much as you want and you can spray everything and you can do whatever you want. But if you touch your face, you can put it into your face anyway or into your lungs and you can get the coronavirus, right? So, and I get that. Okay, so I take the criticism, and you guys are right. You know, listen to your doctors and listen to the CDC, wipe everything down. But unless you have like an infrared lamp that shows you where the coronavirus is, you got to, if you're going to wipe stuff down, you got to wipe down like 100% of everything around you. And I don't know how feasible that is. Okay, now here's the deal. Coronavirus is a pulmonary thing, meaning it's in your lungs. How do things get into your lungs? They get in through your nose, they get in through your mouth. That's it. If it doesn't get into your nose or your mouth, it ain't getting into your lungs, all right? So how do you keep it from that? Well, there are two. It can get into your lungs if somebody sneezes on you or spits on you. You know, God forbid. Sounds awful, but it's true. So it can come that way. But I'm trying to think back the last time somebody sneezed on me. I don't think anybody has ever sneezed on me. Okay, so I think the likelihood of somebody sneezing on you or you know, blowing it into you is relatively not as dangerous as the transmission device that you carry around with you everywhere, which is your hands. You touch stuff, you touch your nose, you touch your mouth, and you deliver the coronavirus to yourself. That's what I think. I think that coronavirus, to a great degree, can be a self-inflicted wound. So don't do that, okay? Don't touch yourself. Touch yourself with your shirt, with a napkin, with a pen. just don't touch your face, period. And we've instructed all of our employees and our family members, wash your hands once an hour at a minimum and don't touch your face. And I think that'll go a long way. So let's talk about if you are retired, what should you do? So as I mentioned, I was on Fox Business and I was also on Yahoo last week. And I guess it's because, you know, we called the 2008 stock market crash that maybe people are interested in me now. But I was popular last week. And so I was on TV and you know, they were saying, you know, since you're retired or your clients are retired or retiring soon, what is the thing they're worried about? And, you know, here's the deal. There's an expression, and it's escaping me at this moment who said it. I apologize to that person. But the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. Okay? So the coronavirus looks like it's not going to be like the deathly thing like Ebola that was killing 30% of the people that got it and all that. It's a small percentage. It's a lot of people. I'm not in any way belittling that, but it's a small percentage of the total. The problem with the coronavirus as I see it is so infectious. And the number of people catching it is going to, you're going to see that in the news. It's going to be a drumbeat. It's going to scare people. And I'm going to quote somebody else, FDR. He said, the one thing we have to fear most is fear itself, because that's what's going to cause people to not go to restaurants. It's going to cause people to not go to work. It's going to cause people to not fly in airplanes. And if that happens, the economy could fall into recession. And if that happens, we could have a massive bear market. Okay? So where are we with that? Now, as you know, we have a strategy we call Invest and Protect. And in November of 2007, we told our clients and everybody listening to this show that it was time to sell all your equities and get out, okay? And stay out. We told them to stay out for almost a year and a half. Now, we're not there yet, but we are close. So if you don't subscribe to this podcast, if you don't follow us on Facebook, you may miss our announcement. We're going to tell you, you know, when we think it's time to get out. You can follow that or not. It's up to you. But if the risk is too great to our clients, we're going to put them out of harm's way in our view. Okay. Now, our website is rpoa.com. Okay, retirementplannersofamerica.com, rpoa.com. When you're there, what you can do is you can listen to our podcast, you can watch videos about our strategies and our investment philosophies. There are white papers. You can learn about when to take Social Security. You can sign up to watch the webinar. Tons and tons of information designed for those of you who are retired or retiring soon. We want to help you, but we can't help you if you don't let us. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and avail yourself of all of our resources and meet with one of our retirement planners. Go to one of our seminars. We'd love to meet you and see if we can help you. All right? rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about know your magic number and then protect it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La la la, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of retirement planning every week at this time. I'm glad you're with us. And I am your host, Ken Morafe. I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. It is our firm. And we now work with over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families. And we specialize in retirement planning. So if that's the place where you are, if you're within 5 years of retirement or you're already retired, then we would love to visit with you and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can listen to past podcasts, read articles, watch videos, all kinds of stuff on there with regard to retirement planning. Now, one of the things that we do, and by the way, for the last 8 years in a row, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors.
Shazam!
Yes, Shazam is right, Gomer. And as impressive as that may sound, I know that without all of our wonderful clients, Barron's wouldn't even know who I am. So I know which side of the toast my butter is on, and it's where my clients sit. So you clients listening and those that are not even, I love you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, one of the things that if you decide you want to come in and visit with us and go over your retirement planning that we'll do with you is we'll help you to calculate a number that we call your magic number. And so the magic number is the amount of dollars that you need to, that we feel you need to support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life. Okay, now this number is going to take into account taxes, inflation, Social Security. It's going to take into account if you have an inheritance coming, if you're going to sell a business, if you have big expenses in the future that are going to be coming up, all that kind of stuff. We have to incorporate all of that into the calculation of what's your starting point. And the thing about the magic number, it serves two purposes. So if you're not retired yet, if you're retiring soon, the magic number is, I guess you could say, our goal, right? So if you're not there yet, then we want to roll our sleeves up, build a plan for that, and see if we can get you there. Now, if you have your magic number, then congratulations. We feel that you could retire now. Now, if you are already retired and you have your magic number, that's great. But why knowing that is so important is because if you are retired and you know your magic number, and I'll give you an example. Let's say that and I'm going to help you to calculate it in just a moment, okay? So be patient with me. But let's say that your magic number is my favorite number, which is $1 million. That's my Austin Powers imitation. Anyway, let's say your magic number is $1 million, okay? So that's what you need. And you have $2 million. Well, guess what? You don't want to, but you could lose $1 million and still have your magic number, and chances are you're going to still be okay. On the other hand, if you have $1 million, and that is your magic number, and you lose $1 million, guess what just happened to you?
Houston, we have a problem.
I would say so. So knowing your magic number helps you to understand where you need to go on defense and when you can be on offense. It helps us to do a lot of planning and thinking, all right? So that's why it's so important. So let's talk about the magic number. How do you calculate it? Now, I'm going to go through a very basic exercise with you here. So again, this doesn't take into account a lot of things that are going to go into the calculation, but just in general, this is how it would work. So the first thing we want to do is we want to get all of the sources of income that you will have during your retirement. So if you have a pension, Social Security, you have real estate income, whatever it may be, you know, if you have a source of income that is not your investments, we want to know what that is. That's your income dollar. Now, the next part is we want to know what all of your expenses are going to be when you retire. Okay, so they'll be different than when you were working. You won't be driving to work every day, you know, you won't be wearing a suit and all that kind of stuff, but you'll be playing more golf, hopefully, or traveling. So you got different expenses and all that kind of stuff. So we got to figure out what are going to be your expenses during your retirement. Now, once we know what your expenses are, we know what your income is, we basically take your income minus your expenses, and if you're like most people, the number is going to be a negative number, meaning that your expenses will probably be more than your sources of income, than your Social Security, for example. Now, if that's the case, that difference needs to be made up by your investments, meaning your investments need to give you the income to make up that difference. So, whatever that difference is, take that number and multiply it by 25. And if you do that, then it'll give you a number that should be okay. But again, we'd have to visit with you to confirm that. So for example, if that difference is $40,000, you multiply that by 25, $1 million is what you need to cover that. All right? So that's how you can think of it. But again, these are rules of thumb. I don't want you to take that literally. And so what I would encourage you to do, though, is if you go to our website, we have further discussion and a white paper on the magic number. And you can work through it yourself. We have a worksheet there that you can use. And or better yet, go to our website and sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, and they'll sit down with you and do it with you. And again, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, we want to build that plan for you. And if we can help you, great. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, there's no charge or obligation either way, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. And our website is rpoa.com. Now, I want to tell you that we have a webinar on our website that I would encourage you to watch. It's about 15 minutes, and it kind of gives you a broad picture of the retirement planning process that we use. Okay, so we go through, first of all, a cash flow retirement plan. We want to see what your cash flow is going to be. We want to build that out for you. We want to calculate your magic number. We're also going to talk about your income tax picture. We're going to talk about five ways to reduce your income taxes. We're going to talk about Social Security, which is a massively important part of your retirement. I'm sure you agree. And so when do you take it? When you're 62, 66, when you're 70? How do you take it? If you're married and your disparity in ages, disparity in incomes, that's on the webinar as well. And also we're going to talk about the fact that the IRS... Ouch, that was loud. Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits if they can get away with it. And we want to show you how to beat it, okay? So on the webinar, we'll show you that too. And so there's tons of information on the webinar. And watch it as often as you wish. So our website is rpoa.com. Now, if you're the person that likes to go to live events, we also have classroom-style seminars, and we have those near you. If you can hear my voice, there's one near you. And once again, on our website, you can sign up for that, and you can get the same information but more hands-on. But I'll give you an additional incentive. At the seminars, if you go there in person, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, let me tell you, the chocolate chunk, they're made with real chocolate, not chips, which are made with wax. You want real chocolate that melts all over your face and gets on your clothes, and you love chocolate. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies and lots more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently, all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. If Sean Connery knew about that, oh my gosh, you do not want to see him angry. That's not a good thing. And, speaking of James Bond, they postponed the premiere of the new movie till November. Yeah. Wow. The coronavirus is affecting the release of Bond movies now. I thought James could handle anything. What's up with that? He could handle the coronavirus single-handedly, right? Maybe not. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are within 5 years of retirement or you are already retired, then you are right in the target zone of the people we would love to help. So if that's you, our website is rpoa.com, and this show is also designed for you. And I want to also tell you that Barron's named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And, this is wonderful and great, but without our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. And currently we serve over 9,000 beautiful families in 43 states. And, of course, without them, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we thank you so very much. Let's talk about what is probably the single most important part of your retirement planning from the standpoint of sources of income, and that is Social Security. So what I do every week is I ask you guys to help me to do this show, okay, since you guys are so wonderful. And if you would like to help me out and have questions regarding your Social Security, then you can send them to me. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I will endeavor to get to your questions. And I know that some of you have said, you sent me your question. I sent your question. You haven't answered it yet. I'm working through them. I'm working through them. So the first one here is from Tony in Austin, Texas. So Tony says, my wife filed for Social Security at age 62 for a monthly benefit of $700. He says, I am 65 and considering my options for filing. Would I be able to file for a spousal benefit at age 66? Okay, so he wants to, spousal benefit means he wants to file on hers when he's 66, delay my benefit until I'm 70, and then have my wife receive a spousal benefit based on my Social Security amount when I claim my benefit at age 70. So basically, that's an interesting question. So she starts at 62, he waits till he's 66, And then he files on hers. So he's not getting his. He's getting half of hers. And then he waits till 70. And then at 70, he starts taking his. And then his wife will receive a spousal benefit based on his higher amount at age 70. And the answer is, yes, you can do that. That is actually very clever. Way to go, Tony. So part two of his question is, my wife is 1 year older than me. Also, would my benefit be subject to taxation if I continue to work after the age of 66? So Social Security is subject to taxation regardless of your age. Okay, so it doesn't stop. What you're confusing there, once you turn 66, there is a clawback if you're working where they take back, based on how much you're working, $1 for every $3, et cetera. But if you are not working, then the age 66, past the age of 66, even if you are working, they do not claw that back. But regardless, when you're collecting Social Security, they will potentially subject it to taxes, and that's for a different show. Okay, so Tony, great question. Boy, that was a complicated one. You've been putting a lot of thought into that. And I had two questions, but Ann in Pasadena, I'm sorry, I'll get to yours next week because we need to do some business here. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you are who we would love to meet with and see if we can help. And so our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go to our website, there's several things you can do. One is you can sign up to meet with one of our retirement planners. And you know, one of the things that is going on right now, if you haven't noticed, is that the market is the S&P and the Dow have been extremely volatile. And one of the things that we've studied over the years is what happens during bear markets. And almost all of the big swing days, you know, the gigantically up days, almost all of them, over 90% of them, have happened during a bear market. So the fact that the Dow and the S&P are having these huge 1,000-point days actually tells me that this may be the beginning of another bear market. And it could get very, very bad if people don't go to work, if people don't go to restaurants, if they don't fly on airplanes, if the factories in this country are empty because employees don't want to go to work. You know, that could cause a recession of significant proportions. It could cause a bear market of significant proportions. And if you are retired or retiring soon, that hits you right between the eyes, in my opinion. So I think that what you should be doing is thinking about how to protect what you've built. And our Invest and Protect strategy helped us to tell our clients in November of 07 to get out and protect everything that they from equities for almost a year and a half. We're not there yet, but be that as it may, we believe you should protect principal. So go there, go to our website, sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, and hopefully we can help you to have your retirement plan ready for the worst case scenario. Okay, so our website is rpoa.com, and we can't help you if you don't let us. So please do it, okay? RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how much more can you afford to lose. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And you know, diamonds may be a girl's best friend, but I think that financial retirement planning and financial planning ideas are even better than that, because if they can help you to support the lifestyle you want, then that's better than diamonds, in my opinion. And I think I'm right, because I said it, and I'm vain. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morave, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morave. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to visit with you and show you what we have available for you. And this show is designed for you. It's all about helping you to have. And we have two goals for our clients. We want you to have your money last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all this stuff. We want to worry about it for you so that you don't have to. And we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, so think about what that means to you. What does your second childhood mean? What would you like to do during your retirement? And for most of you, I think it isn't sitting around looking at the computer and worrying about whether the market's up or down, or whether interest rates are up or down, or whatever else is going on in the world. I think you'd probably prefer to be doing other things. And so in our case, there is nothing we'd rather do. So we want to do that for you. Now, in our firm, you know, we currently work with over 9,000 families in 43 states. And, you know, recently Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the fourth time now. And I just found out that we got named again. And we're so grateful and thankful for that. But again, without our clients, we'd be nowhere. So
to hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Now, the foundational philosophy. Now, we do a variety of things for clients. We help with estate planning. We help with income tax planning. We help with investment strategy, social security planning, insurance planning, real estate planning. We do a lot of things for our clients. But one of the most important things we do, of course, is help manage their money. And our foundational philosophy is that buy and hold is incomplete. Okay, meaning that, yes, you should buy investments because without them, you don't have something that you can grow or give you income. Secondly, you should hold, which in our view is where you manage the money, you get rid of investments that aren't doing well, you rebalance, all that kind of stuff. And then most people, that's where they stop, buy and hold. Well, we believe there's a third step. There's a third thing that needs to be in your thinking, and that is sell. Okay, don't just buy and hold. Don't just sit there and do nothing. Do something about it. Remember Sharon in Moonstruck where she slaps him? She goes, don't just sit there, do something. So that's how we feel too. You know, and so the foundational philosophy then is buy, hold, and sell. And we kind of renamed it. We now call it invest and protect. Okay, so we believe that you should invest, but you should also protect what you've built. And the reason why we say that is because growth is important, certainly. There's no question about that, and we believe that too. But protecting principal is even more so if you're within 5 years of retirement or you are retired already. Because if you lose a mass amount during that 5 years before or the 5 years after, during that 10 period, it could derail all your plans. So we don't want that for you. So here's the question I want to ask you. How much more can you afford to lose? Okay, and I want to couch that in this, from the standpoint of, since you've got some time, it's the weekend, I want you to go online and go back to February 20th and see what the value of your investments was. That was when the market peaked. See how much it has gone down since then. And that is currently, the S&P is down about 9-10%, okay? So, assuming that you have some exposure to equities and some not, okay, then that drop, if you multiply that by 4, what that'll give you is the average drop in the S&P in a bear market. The average drop in the S&P is about 37%. So right now it's down around 9 or 10. So 4 times that is about the 37% average bear market. So if the coronavirus creates an average bear market, then what you do is you look at what you lost from February 20th till now and ask yourself, if it goes down by 4 times that, and then it takes 5 years to recover, like it did in Y2K or in 2008, and it takes that long to recover, could you still retire? Or could you continue to support your lifestyle for 5 years with that amount of money that you're left with? And I bet for many of you the answer is no. Now, if you really want to make it exciting, then multiply that loss you've had over the last few days by 6. And then you'll simulate what might have happened to you in 2008, because then the S&P went down about 57%. So then what? Could you afford that one? If the answer is it's going to cause you not to be able to retire, or the answer is that it may cause you to have to reduce your standard of living because your investments cannot support that anymore, then my opinion is that you are now at risk. Because I don't know where this coronavirus is going to go. But if we have a panic like in Italy and other places where people are not going outside, they're shutting down schools everywhere, if people are not going to work, factories are shut down, people aren't getting on airplanes, restaurants are empty, movie theaters are empty, then what do you think that's going to do to this economy? And what do you think that's going to do to the stock market? And, you know, I'm not doomsaying. I'm just planning ahead. And I'm saying, you know, it could turn into something really bad. And if you're within 5 years of retirement or you're retired, can you afford to lose that much while you're sitting there in a buy hold strategy? And I think for most of you, the answer is no. So here's what you do. Go to our website, rpoa.com. We have videos, articles, podcasts about our strategy of invest and protect. You can educate yourself on it. You can learn all about it. But more importantly, sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners and do it now before this thing gets really bad. Don't wait till, you know, the house is on fire to buy house insurance. At that point, it's too late, okay? You got to buy the insurance before the house catches fire. So you got to, in our view, think about protecting what you've built, protecting your principal, diversifying, all those kind of things before the bad stuff happens. That's called planning, and that's what we are. We're retirement planners. So the only way we can help you, ladies and gentlemen, if you let us help you, okay? It's like what Tom Cruise said in that movie, help me to help you, right? I can't help you if you don't let me. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, you can watch. We have a webinar that you can watch on our retirement planning process. You can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, and we'll build an entire plan for you at no charge or obligation. So we have lots of resources. Use them. Take advantage. Now's the time. And our website is rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to answer the question that I know has been keeping you up at night. And that is, what happens to my email and social media when I die? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Did he say flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
We have supersonic planes.
Who wants a private landing field?
Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay, this is not a Sinatra concert. This is a financial show, and we're talking about retirement planning, and this is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are within 5 years of retirement or who are retired already. So if that's you, then we would love to meet you, see if we can help you. And if we can, that is wonderful. And if we can't, that's fine too. Either way, no charge or obligation for anything that we do if you want to visit with us. Now, once you become a client, certainly we would want to be paid. We are capitalists. But everything leading up to that, we would love to do it for you. And our website is rpoa.com. All right. Now, recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the 8th year in a row. 8 years in a row. That's crazy. I can't even imagine that. But I'm so thankful for it. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. And we serve over 9,000 families now in 43 states. It's a great thing. Great thing. All right. Let's talk about estate planning. And we do that every week at this time. We talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes. And we love having happy squirts, don't we? We don't want unhappy squirts. So this week, we're going to talk about what happens to your email, your social media, all that stuff when you die. And what should you do ahead of when you die? All right, so we're going to talk about that. But before we do it, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. My pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week to make sure you don't go from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. Okay, so this week, we're not going to talk about money necessarily, but we're going to talk about what happens to your email and social media when you die. So first of all, the answer is nothing. Okay, yeah, this is a huge buildup. Nothing, unless you tell them nothing. Right? So, for example, you know, my mother passed, what is it now, 11 years ago. That's amazing. But anyway, when she passed, you know, I didn't shut down her email or her Facebook or anything because I wanted to get all the emails that she was getting to see, you know, if there was any bills or you know, statements, because she got everything electronically. So that way I could track down all of the accounts that she had and whatever she had just to be sure that I didn't miss anything. Okay. So social media and email, they don't know you're dead until your heirs tell them. Right. So in the meantime, it can stay open and they can keep using it and doing all that. Right. Now, once the heirs decide that they want to shut it down, then what you do is you have to notify. Right. So, for example, with Facebook, if you tell them that somebody is deceased and you show them the death certificate and all that, then what they will do is they will do what's called memorializing your profile. So what that means is basically they freeze your account and they freeze it and it's memorialized. So your Facebook and everything in it will remain as is into, as long, I guess, as long as Facebook's around. Now, on your email, it's the same thing. You have to give proof of death to the whoever your provider is. And at that point, they will freeze the account and lock it down or give you permission to go into it and look at it. And then finally, one thing that I would recommend and that you consider doing is giving heirs or somebody that you think will survive you all the passwords to all this stuff, okay? Because, you know, Facebook isn't going to give anybody your password, or neither is, you know, your email provider or anybody else. So if you have a place where you can store that, let your heirs know, or whoever you want to know that in the event that you are incapacitated or dead, how to get into all that stuff. You know, and again, with my mom, she was very organized. She actually was a Morse code operator in World War II. So she was all into writing everything in secret code. So she had all her passwords on one thing, and then she had, and the passwords that she wrote in one place were written in code. So she had passwords written in code, and then she had a little black book, I'm not kidding, that was the decipher of the code. So she told me, Kenny, after I'm gone, these are all the passwords to get into all my stuff, but they're not correct because here's the decoder. So you go to the decoder, it tells you what this says, and then you can get in. So she was a little paranoid, I get it, but you know what? Let people know is the point of that discussion. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. Now, our website is rpoa.com. And, you know, we are retirement planners. And part of the retirement planning is estate planning. It's, again, passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And we talk a lot with clients about that. We're not attorneys, but we can help you to build your estate plan as well. And so if you go to our website, rpoa.com, we have a lot of information on there on retirement planning, but also on estate planning and also on income tax strategies for retirees. We talk about a bunch of stuff there. And when you're there, what you can do is you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, then one of our retirement planners will sit with you, and we will go over your financial life with you, help you to build a retirement plan, and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. And if we cannot, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Now, because of the volatility that we're seeing right now, I hope this has been a wake-up call to you, okay? Because in a normal bear market, you could lose 4 to 6 times what you've lost in the last 3 weeks. So if you look at what you've lost, that's the possibility that we are facing right now. And the question I ask you is, could you still remain retired if that happened? Could you retire in the first place if that happened? And so we want to help you to plan for that and build into your retirement planning a strategy to address it. So rpoa.com is our website. Well, folks, the show's over already. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.